welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and we're listening to one of the theme tunes that I use, Mystery Creek, it's called, being played in the background. I hope you're going to stick around and listen to some great bluegrass music that I've got lined up for you. We've got the Spinney Brothers, we've got Laurie Lewis and Kathy Kellick, Byron Beline, Stanley Brothers, Rich and Tradition, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott, The Flying Emus, all sorts of people lined up for you. And I think you'll enjoy the program. I think we'll get underway with the Spinney Brothers. Wonderful group. Alan Spinney on guitar, lead vocal. He does the tenor vocal on choruses. Rick Spinney plays banjo and does the lead vocals on the choruses. Gene Dalrymple plays mandolin. Terry Poirier plays bass. And Ron Stewart plays fiddle. And Rob Ikes plays dobro. Great sounding band, I tell you. They come from Nova Scotia, and I'm delighted that Back Porch Bluegrass can be heard in Nova Scotia too. But let's listen to the Spinney Brothers. A couple of songs, When You and I Were Young, and then Letter to Myself, both really nice songs. Here come the Spinney Brothers.
In our youth, when our love it was new, with the things that we did and the things that we said back when you and I were young. Wander down where the stream winds through the meadow, where the old apple tree grows, and our cares fade away. Summer air back when you and I were young. Wander down where the stream winds through the meadow, where the old apple tree grows, and our cares fade away. Summer breezes will play back when you and I.
Myself when I was young, and mail it back 40 years, tell of things to come. If it could be delivered on the day I turned 16, this is what I'd write if I could tell him anything. I'd say spend more time with Grandpa. He'll be gone in one short year. The things you think are problems just aren't worth the tears. And don't be tricked by the devil, all in the name of fun. For when he comes a-calling, just turn around and run. And you won't believe how fast the years go by. So grab on to your dreams and hang on for the ride. Life is for the living. Leave nothing on the shelf. That's what I'd write that kid in a letter to myself. Well, listen to your daddy and what he has to say. But I know that you tune him out, you'll get up and walk away. There'll come a day you'll long for all those lines you never heard. You would give a fortune to hear him say just one more word. Well, I know you'll cry for Jenny when she breaks up with you. I can spare you all the heartache and the pain she put you through. For you'll meet a lovely lady and you'll take her for your wife. 35 years later, you'll still love her more than life. And you won't believe how fast the years go by. So grab on to your dreams and hang on for the ride. Life is for the living. Leave nothing on the shelf. That's what I'd write that kid in a letter to myself. In a letter to myself.
Wasn't that a beautiful song? Beautifully recorded, great words. A letter to myself. That's the Spinney Brothers. Next album, sing Laurie and Kathy sing the songs of Vernon Ray. And if you've ever been to California and been a little part of the bluegrass scene over there, as I have fortunate to have been, they over there give a lot of credit to Vern Williams and Ray Park, separately and together, for the influence on bluegrass music and around San Francisco in particular in the early days. And my best way of describing that is to read some of the notes off the album. Kathy Kallick, who is a singer I much admire, she says, "When Laurie and I first started singing together, we went to Vern and Ray for cool song choices right away. Vern's singing was a template for us, that jaw-dropping, razor-sharp, laser-beam voice, always full of feeling, never overly emotive. I learned a lot from Vern, how to drink whiskey in the afternoon, to never blow your voice out early in the show, stay out of politics, and don't let music take over and wreck your life. We were so blessed to be able to see those guys live, hear the jokes, tall tale music. Laurie Lewis says, when I discovered the San Francisco bluegrass scene in the early 1970s, Vern Williams and Ray Park were the acknowledged masters of the genre. They had precious few recorded songs, but would occasionally come into the Bay Area from their homes in the Sierra foothills to sing at the Freight and Salvage or a local folk festival. The raw power of their voices combined with Ray's ferocious rhythm guitar and occasional fiddle and Vern's straightforward mandolin playing made me an instant fan. Isn't that nice stuff to say? Anyway, they put out this tributed album, The Songs of Vern and Ray, and we're going to hear a couple of songs off those. The first one is Oh Susanna, and then one called Thinking of Home. Let's have a listen.
I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
Oh, it rained a lot today. I left the weather, it was dry. Sun's hot, it froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I dreamed I saw Susanna coming over the hill.
The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, tears in her eye. Says I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Thank you.
Well, they were right. That's some hard-edge bluegrass music from the 1960s and 70s, isn't it? And I can just imagine them doing those songs, and it'll look great. That's some real die-hard bluegrass. Songs of Vernon Ray from Laurie Lewis and Kathy Kallick. I'd like to say hello to all the people at the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand that are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you for tuning in as it's beamed out from your local station. That could be, where could it be? Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Coast Access Radio, even the Raglan Community Radio, and of course it comes live from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, 89.0 Independent Community Media, that's us, and that's where the program originates. But a big hi to all the people in the Access radio stations in Canada, CFBX, Kamloops in British Columbia, and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and for as far, I'm not quite sure how strong the station signal is out there, but I hope that's being heard by a few people. And of course, all those people who dial in on podcasts, thank you very much. I appreciate you listening to a New Zealand take on bluegrass music. We're going to hear some Byron Berline now. I first heard Byron Berline play with the Dillards, and he did a whole bunch of great fiddle tunes with their superb bluegrass backing. In fact, it was from that album that we got the name of our band, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, named after the tune Hamilton County that Byron Berline did with the Dillards. And I've got this album called Jumping the Strings of him playing a whole bunch of fiddle tunes, but the one that took my ear was a mandolin tune. Byron Berline, of course, plays mandolin, and we've got them all set up to go with a tune called Mando Mania. Sounds a little different from the average bluegrass, but I think you'll enjoy it. Well, that sounded like a whole lot of fun, didn't it? That was Mando Mania, tune written and played by Byron Berline on the mandolin and accompanied by some excellent musicians. Let's get back to a bit of classic bluegrass now. Stanley Brothers 1949 recording session in Nashville had some great songs in it. This is one of them. It's called Hey, Hey, Hey.
I saw you last night in my dreams, love. I woke as the clock was striking four, but I didn't think that I'd meet you. And now as you walk through the door, come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say I love you, sweetheart, I love you. There before me, I wonder if I'd ever get you off of my mind. And the tears filled my eyes when you vanished with your golden curls that hung down behind. Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Come back to me in my dreams, love, some dark night when I'm here all alone. Would you tell me, sweetheart, that you love me some dark night when I'm here all alone? Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say I love you, sweetheart, I love you.
Awesome 1949 bluegrass there from the Stanley Brothers. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big shop in Anglesey Street in Hamilton that can meet all your musical needs, from stringed instruments to keyboards to drums, all the accessories you can possibly imagine, and almost anything you want. They've got a wonderful range of manuscript and written music and books on how to play instruments. I recommend that you go to Shearer's. They've been supporting music around Hamilton since the early 1960s, and Shearer's Music has been the go-to music store for buying instruments. So go along and see them and tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be pleased, I think. We got to hear a pretty classic styled bluegrass band now from Tennessee, as far as I can tell, called Rich in Tradition. Greg Jones on mandolin, Brad Hyatt on bass, Tim Martin on fiddle, Jay Adams on banjo, and Mickey Gallion on guitar. And they do some fine, sort of very classic styled bluegrass music. And we're going to hear from them the Black Mountain Special. That's the name of the album. And then a classic murder ballad. I don't seem to play too much of the old gory murder ballads that bluegrass music seems to have a reputation for, but this song, Poor Alan Smith, was one on a very early collection, the Bluegrass Spectacular. It was called, a 4-CD collection, and this song always stood out to me. It was a great song, and so they're doing a fine version of that. Let's listen to Rich in Tradition. Oh,
Let's do the wine as she rumbles the track.
Going through the tunnels, swinging the curves.
Black Mountain Special, she is my girl. Train-loving man, burning the coal, smoke rolling back. Let's do the wine as she rumbles the track.
Going through the tunnels, swinging the curves.
Black Mountain Special, she is my girl. Let's do the wine as she rumbles the track.
Going through the tunnels, swinging the curves.
Black Mountain Special, she is my girl.
Song from a real straightforward bluegrass band for you, some hard-driving bluegrass, and that was a song Poor Ellen Smith. Next we got Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott live, and interesting note for this, this recording is from two different years, 2005 and 2006 when Tim and I did two benefit concerts for the Arthur Morgan School, where we each had a child attending. We'd not been touring together for a number of years when we did the shows. We were just raising some funds for this amazing junior high school on two Sunday afternoons with the student body and teachers also in attendance. And since we're doing the shows, I thought, why not record? So we did. And Daryl goes on to say, with Tim and me, it's all fair game. We are fearless and we egg each other on towards the edge of crash and burn. Hopefully there is more burn than crash here. Great description. The name on the album is Live, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott. We're usually a lot better than this. Interesting. We got to hear a track, Climbing Up a Mountain. Tim O'Brien wrote this. It's a great song. Well, they got a great reaction, didn't they? That was Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien, Climbing Up a Mountain. We're going to go to Australia now for the next one. Really fantastic bluegrass band called the Flying Emus. And this is taken from a collection of some of their best stuff. And the tune that I've picked to play is one called Emu Strut, which is a banjo tune written by their wonderful banjo player, Ian Simpson. This track won the Golden Guitar Best Instrumental Award in 1987. Didn't come out on any albums, but it was a B-side for the Sunburnt Country single. Fine band. Whereabouts? I want to make sure I get it right. The Real Flying Emus, Jenny Kane, lead vocals and harmony. John Kane, acoustic guitar and a bit of mandolin sometimes and harmony. Ian Simpson, banjo, guitars, piano, organ, pedal steel, harmony vocals, dobro. Mike Kieran, fiddle, mandolin, acoustic guitar, lead and harmony vocals. And Mike Vidale, usually on upright electric bass, and Hanuman Das on drums and percussion. And they were helped out by others at different times as need be. Well, we're going to hear the tune called Emu Strut, which is a great banjo tune. Great instrumental from the Flying Emus called Emu Strut. I guess we ought to do a tune called the Kiwi Strut or something like that, but that accuses us of copying them. I don't think Ian would mind, though. Never mind. I forgot to say hello to all the people listening at Bluegrass Planet Radio. G'day. out there to you. I hope you're enjoying the show. There's a bit of live music around Hamilton, actually, if you all like to come over for it. This Thursday at Navarra Lounge, we've got the Easy Leaves, Californian duo, sort of play roots country music and all sorts of great stuff. And they're supported by the Trendwiths, which is me and my two boys. So it's going to be a great Americana night for you at the Navarra Lounge in Victoria Street in Hamilton. Just look it up. That's the best way than rather than me trying to describe where to get to. Music will start about 8 o'clock and it will be a great time, I can tell you. 10th of August, Morrinsville Country Music Club out at the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street, Morrinsville. And we have a special guest. It's rare for us to have a special guest, but Jean-Luc Leroux from New Caledonia is bringing his mandolin and his voice, and he's going to sing some songs, and maybe his partner Amy will sing a couple of songs as well. That will be a really interesting night on Friday, the 10th of August. And then 26th of August, Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session. We had a great time just this last Sunday. Hamilton County came along and played, and all sorts of other people were there, and we really enjoyed it. So if you're listening and had wondered about whether to come along or not, believe me, it's a good place to come along. We had people there who'd been playing 50 years, and we had people who it was just about their first time in public. And a big mixture, and everyone enjoyed it. We're going to listen to the Spinney Brothers again. Lonely, Lonely Bed and Digging in the Ground.
You packed up your things and you left me, and you said you were gonna set me free. You even took the picture of our children. Don't you know you even took a part of me?
See that lonely, lonely bed we used to love in, and I still remember how it used to be. You're wearing the ring that I gave you. Don't you know you even took a part of me?
Children are crying and lonely, and they say that it hurts to be alone. At night they go to bed and they still miss you, and they wonder why you're breaking up our home.
See that lonely, lonely bed we used to love in, and I still remember how it used to be. You're wearing the ring that I gave you. Don't you know you even took a part of me?
Ever wanna come back, my darling? I'll be everything you want me to be. I know we can all be so happy. You'll never have to miss a part of me.
See that lonely, lonely bed we used to love in, and I still remember how it used to be. You're wearing the ring that I gave you. Don't you know you even took a part of me?
little sleepy hollow way back in the hill. There used to be a little country town. There lived the finest people that you'd ever hope to see, till they started digging in the ground. When they started digging in the ground, there were shady rows of maple trees and green mountainsides before they changed the mountains all around. Now the land is scarred and battered and the shade trees have died. I'm ashamed to even call it my hometown. Since they started digging in the ground, very clearly, just after the war, coal trucks came rumbling through our town, making overnight millionaires out of people who were poor, and they turned the hills and the hollers upside down. When they started digging in the ground, their neighbor, they were proud to be a friend, but now a helping hand could not be found. Ain't it funny how a dollar builds a wall around a man? Now they cling to the riches they have found. Since they started digging in the ground, if I had the power to change it, I'd make it like it was before a seam of coal was ever found, where people loved each other and they put their trust in God. It's too late now to turn it back around, since they started digging in the ground. They started digging in the ground.
Oh, that was the Spinney Brothers with the great song, Digging in the Ground. Here's our gospel tune for the night, or the day, depending on when you're listening. And this is from a group we just had not long ago, Rich in Tradition, and it's a classic bluegrass song, Preaching, Praying, Singing.
I was a stranger there, intent upon my way. But when I saw the crowd, I felt the urge to stay. I heard a welcome voice bidding me to come and share. They're preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing everywhere. Shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there. Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. I felt so much at home amid that happy throng. That came from far and near to praise the name and song, to lay the burden down and pray an honest prayer, and have an old time meeting down on the public square. Preaching,
and praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of his love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
As a journey on, I think back o'er the day. I am convinced to be these folks have found a way to put the heart in song, get their every care, and leave the joy bells ringing down on the public square.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of his love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Oh, classic bluegrass gospel tune there with a slightly shaky ending, but never mind, it sounded like good fun. Well, it's just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed some of the music choices and you've been able to add them to your playlist. I think there's no better group to go out with than a group Sawmill Road, wonderful band based in Arizona, and Steve Spurgeon on bass, Bruce Johnson on fiddle, Charles Edsel on guitar, Dick Brown on banjo, and Mark Miracle on mandolin. And I saw them at 2017 at Grass Valley, and they had a special reunion concert, and it was a whole lot of fun, believe me. And we're going to listen to them now, a tune called Four Road By.
And that wild Alex there, they were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them anywhere.
Now Willie Palmer's stallion was no $20 cows, and when the wild ones stole me, I tailed it into town. John Asher in those days kept the order in the district, but before he'd ridden 30 miles and the plane was shut him down.
Four rode by, McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare. They were armed, all were armed. It was them, I'd have known them anywhere.
Shepherd known as Kelly saw the wild ones as they passed. They shot him with the rifle and they took his watch and chain. And when the posse found him there in the lonely cabin, hunger took their fight away and no one else was slain.
Four rode by, rode through here, three McLean boys and that wild Alex Hare.
In that province that they'd strung up brothers free. A son killed 19 Germans across the seas back in 17. And one thing that's for damn sure, a wild old family.